we do have a five-year plan now for the Anishinaabe Peninsula, a sustainable a destination plan, and this will entail input from a range of relevant stakeholders in consultation with a working group to develop Anishinaabe as a viable tourism destination. And, you know, we have all the raw material in abundance to appeal to the international market. And this now will mean the delivery of catalyst projects that will maximize the key strengths of the peninsula. Now, and we did hear the statistics again from this last couple of years. Our visitor numbers are growing exponentially in recent years, and that's thanks to the Wild Atlantic Way, mainly. So we need to be able to retain the visitors. We need to get them to stay for a number of days. Yes, we're thankful for the day trippers, and it's great to have them, but we need people to stay longer than just a day to support the economy. And we have this invisible line from Dublin to Galway. So we must attract the visitors north of that line. When the visitors come out to Dublin Airport and Galway Airport, they all go south. We need to bring them up here. And maritime tourism is a major factor now. And last week we heard again about the 7.6 million from the Shared Island Project, and that is phenomenal. And that is to link Anishinaabe with the Causeway Coast, which we have been trying to do for a long time now. So that 6 million will go a long way in doing that. And I spoke about the catalyst projects, and a lot of them, we have the County Council. We would have to pay maybe between 10 and 25% of the match funding. But now in the Maritime Tourism, Minister McConnell has changed that, which is great news altogether, because he has brought that down now to just 5%, which will make a huge, huge difference to the amount of projects that we can match fund and do in the council. It's the difference in maybe paying 5 million and paying 1 million. So if other departments could take a leaf out of Minister McConnell's book and reduce their match funding to 5% as well, everybody would benefit from that going forward, Emma.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.